Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Thanks.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage! Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage! Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internets at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
Everybody, good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. And I have used the same show sheets for let's say almost 20 years. I've used the same show sheets preceding the show, preceding WBCN. And they've never been misprinted until I had Nick do it yesterday. So,
he's made history.
How do you misprint it?
It's a grid with boxes.
He misprinted it. So, when I've looked at something, John, for the majority days of my life,
sure,
I'm aware of what is misprinted and what is not misprinted.
It's just a copying thing, right? It's just like you put it on the copy machine?
Yep.
Oh.
It is misprinted.
Okay, interesting.
By the way, starting a week from Thursday, you will not have to hear that pile of steaming garbage that is the Amy Lawrence show.
See, I saw the news become official yesterday, so I thought this morning, I actually tuned in to see whether or not Ben Mahler was going to be on.
The Ben Mahler show now...
Well, I like Ben Mahler. I think he does a good job.
Yeah, I'm sure he's very talented. He's been holding down that slot for a long time. What happens is, though... is that we have gone through many changes because we had JT the Brick from Vegas, who is a brilliant, brilliant broadcaster who won the
Just
smack
him.
Off. He won the first smack off. But before that, when we first started, when we first did the show here at the radio station, we walked into a show that was, it's time, I think it's time to look back and and reflect on who preceded us throughout our careers.
What was his name again? I always forget.
Stein?
Was oh, it? Yeah. Mark, not Mark Stein. Oh, what is his name?
You can imitate him, but he was...
Faith Through Sports.
It was Faith Through Sports, and it was the Sporting News Network, and it's the most bizarre... It was so bizarre, because we're starting at a sports station, and, you know, what do we know from sports radio, and to probably to this day? And there's a guy on, Mark Stein. It was Mark Stein.
No, Mark Stein is like a financial guy.
Okay. It was something Stein.
Or Mark Stein's, no, an NBA reporter.
Yeah, you're right. And he was faith, and he would tell stories about how he was such a drug-addled maniac that he would be in his closet, like, hiding in there.
Yeah, and he had, like, weird... Oh, David Stein, I think is his name. Is it David Stein? I don't know. But
I don't know.
No, we've been doing Random Act of Kindness Monday for over a year. Last week, we suggested, since it was Girl Scout cookie season, to give the $4 to the Girl Scout and tell her to give the cookies to somebody who looks hungry.
Yeah, and that will save the day.
And then they
give them diabetes.
They attack her.
Right.
Those random homeless guys.
And for my daughter who sold Girl Scout cookies, I can only imagine the confusion and terror that would happen if someone just handed her the $4. I just said, don't give them to someone who's hungry. Yeah, you know, an 8-year-old's really going to go, oh, great. Well, what a random act of kindness. $4. Thanks so much, you jag off.
That show is so tone deaf, too. First of all, is anyone else uncomfortable with him talking about Girl Scouts with that sex music in the background?
Well,
that's like Skinamax music.
And then he did the thing with the Vietnam guys.
Oh, well, that one was just like straight up like, oh, my God, did you just use that term?
Oh, goodness.
Like, he had somebody called in. It's like, we used to shoot those blankety blanks. Blah, blah, blah. And he puts, like, this inspirational music in the background. I'm like, oh, my God.
So, anyway, he was, like, religious guy, which was completely bizarre. Just so weird.
Was it David Stein? Was that his name?
Yes. Yes, David Stein. And then it moved to, and then we had JT the Brick was fine. And then we had...
real quick. He changed his name from the Faith Through Sports name of the show to Rise and Stein.
Oh, well, there's no way he's on the radio anymore.
Hang on, maybe. Because I'm looking right now.
Absolutely no way he's on the real radio.
David Stein is the co-host of Rise and Stein on Victory 91.5 in Atlanta. And this is from 2019. This is from the beginning of the year.
All right, that's so good. He's on some like minor religious AM channel. Good for him. Rise and Stein. Which, by the way, for a Christian station, it's got to really pull in the viewers. Rosenstein, it's a tune out for those maniacs. So you had him. And then we transferred to Amy Lawrence, who, as great as Mark, as normal as JT the Brick was, it was fine. And then as weird and compelling as Mark Stein was, or David Stein, whatever the hell his name is. Then we went to Amy Lawrence, who's just absolutely atrocious, just garbage. She today, now I don't listen to her in the car because I don't want to drive into a pole. So I'm in here and she's doing things. What if you had imagine coming to work. She goes, what if you had a sports talk radio show? What would you do? And there was two things that I heard. They said, I would troll the local teams. And she goes, well, good job. Good getting access to them. And you work in New York, you idiot. Like, that's all they do is troll the local teams. And then one guy says, I just play Motown. And she dismissed that. Like, as if that was groundbreaking stuff. Oh, no. They're playing Motown music going in and out of breaks. What a loser. What a loser. Do you think you know her? Will she ever be married?
Eventually, I think she will be, yes.
At what age?
It's going to be at least 45.
So she's 44?
I think she's right around your age, yes.
She's 44. She's my age?
I do believe
she's not having children.
I do believe that's the case.
Well, she's certainly not having children.
Give or take a year. She's right around your age.
She's got to be older than me.
I don't think so. If she is, it's only by a year or two.
Well, she's not having children. Not it.
Statistically.
She was born in 73, so she's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
This David,
so she's 46.
This David Stein guy is a fascinating.
So she'll be childless, John.
I would imagine. Pending adoption, yes. That's probably
true.
I
mean, she could adopt a child.
Yes.
Is that harder as you get older?
I don't know. Adopting a child or having a child?
Well, she can't have a child at 46.
I don't know. How old is the octuplets woman? I don't know.
Not 46.
I have no idea.
I think most doctors would implore you not to have a child at 46.
I would probably.
And I'm not saying that her life is not complete without children. But I'm gonna say that 46 not a good idea probably to have children.
Probably not. Yes.
No. Your body is not. It's not a healthy place for a infant. But, okay, what about Mark Stein?
Okay, so David Stein, it's fascinating what's going on with him because he's still on the radio, I guess.
All right, well, that's tomorrow.
I mean, we might have to listen to this. But, like,
bam,
this article,
720.
This article about what he's doing is really weird, and it talks about how he has is trying to spread the word of, like, faith in sports. And the tweet that they reference was from October of last year, and it says, getting ready to tell folks about Jesus tonight at Pickens High School football game. And it has the Pickens High School. Pickens High School is like in the middle of nowhere. It might have a student body of maybe like 500 people. And it says, welcomes to the PHS FCA Fields of Faith. And so this guy is speaking at a high school football game in the middle of nowhere, Georgia, and that's what this whole article is about. This is a weird dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a Bible-thumping
Pickens
moron.
High School in South Carolina.
No, it's Pickens, Georgia.
Oh, Pickens, Georgia.
Of course, it's Pickens, Georgia. Jimmy, go ahead.
Freddie T., get off her case, man. My mom had me at 46, and I'm doing just fine. Although I am a fan of the show, so I might have mental problems.
She had you when she was 46?
Yeah, baby at 12, man.
Baby at 12?
Yep.
Wait, you're the 12th kid?
I'm the 12th, baby. Save the best for last.
Ew.
What? Hey.
Well, if you're the 12th, okay, so the first one, how much older is
20
the
years.
First 20 years? So it's a 20-year swing
12
between the two.
But 12 kids in 20 years? Oh, my Lord.
I hate to say my rents were against abortion.
Yeah, my mother was one of nine and not 12, still.
Or the doctor was just like devil may care, just saying go for it.
Well, wow, so
Jimmy,
a 20-year swing.
I'm glad that you ended up fine. Very good. I would implore people not to get pregnant at 46, women. I would implore them not to. It seems like that's a dangerous situation. But listen, Amy Lawrence could not want kids. She certainly is happy with her grandmother and her mother and her cats. I mean, I'm not saying that makes or breaks her.
Is Tom Looney still with JT the Brick?
Rays, Romano, the White Sox, 5-1.
I used to love Tom Looney.
No, Tom Looney is not with him anymore.
Rockies, Balboa, the D-backs, 2-0.
Yeah, JT the Brick, I don't think has a regular gig anymore. I think he's
he was on
a fill-in guy.
He was on Memorial or on the 4th of July.
Yeah, he was filling in overnight, right?
No, JT the Brick's got a gig.
He does?
Yeah, I just don't know if Tom Looney's with him. Yeah. I think JT the Brick like has got a good steady gig. I wouldn't say good,
but he's got a steady gig.
Well, he's one of those guys that I think's on in like 50 markets,
yeah,
it's for stations that don't have local programming.
Right, he's on like in 50 markets in like so. Anyway, a week from tomorrow
is that when the official day is? Okay,
I just read it right on my phone as before we sat down.
Okay,
is there will be no Amy Lawrence. And it can't hurt anything. No, will you talk to her, John, since she was at your wedding?
I hadn't planned on it. I'll make a phone call. Maybe we can have her on.
No, she won't come on.
Say goodbye. We did ask. I personally asked that
we
one
did.
Time.
We did ask.
She broadcasted her show live from our old studios, and the studio she broadcasted from was literally right next door to the studio we were in, separated by a glass window. And she would not enter our studio, even though I asked.
She would not.
No.
How many cats?
I don't know. I'm going to guess two listening to the show. I know she has a dog.
A lot of dog and cat references.
Yes, dog. There are dog and cat references.
Because you're here an hour early, so I would imagine that's going on. Like, the, at least it has to seep into your subconscious.
Yeah, yeah. There are dog and cat. She is. She has the zoo. I believe she calls it at the house. Yes.
No, does she have a home or like an apartment?
From what I'm gathering from her show, she has a home.
Yeah, because it seems like there's quite a commute.
Yes.
Into the city. Yep.
Yep.
Now, you don't correspond? Did she send birthday cards or anything?
No. I do not get birthday cards from her.
Did you used to?
Once upon a time, a long time ago, like 10, 15 years ago, I believe that was the case, yes.
Because she seems like someone who would have birthday cards.
Yes. Yes.
Joe Murray saying Tom Looney is not working right now.
Well, that's too bad.
He's just lifting.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a musclehead. As I said, when I first heard him.
How the hell did he know Joe Murray off the top of his head of Tom Looney?
He just did an interview with, I guess, All Access, Tom Looney. They do that on the Beast segment.
But how do you know that?
I think you just get it in your email box and you see it. And you listen, if I saw a Tom Looney interview too, I'd remember it.
All Access does something like, hey, I'm unemployed.
Yeah, yeah, it's to help people find jobs. It's called On the Beach. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I get the All Access email, I think. I've never seen Tom Loon's. I've never seen On the Beach interview.
Driving home alone and downloading porn.
Now you can do more time for that.
I love
both things.
Tom, as I said, Tom Looney, I thought he was like a Doc Emmerich type guy, like super old and like the golden age of radio. And he was like, just like, in his 40s.
Yeah, and like super muscular. Yeah. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for making my day, month, year, because I absolutely loathe the Amy Lawrence show.
Oh, it's terrible.
But it's kind of strange. I already feel like a shift in myself. I no longer have anger and hatred towards her. I already despise the video game show that's on Sunday nights from 11 to 1 a.m. That's got to go next. We got to shift our hatred towards that.
Well, I apologize that you're up from 11 to 1. I was unaware that we had a video game show on the
Checkpoint
stage.
Radio.
Yeah, well, pretty soon that's what people are going to be listening to and watching, like it or not. All right.
Well, these answers are pretty funny from Tom Looney. They're pretty good.
All right, let's break, and then we'll come. There's nothing to talk about. So let's break. We'll come back, and we'll hear the answers from Tom Looney. And am I the only one who's excited that Amy Lawrence is not going to be on the station anymore?
No, I like it. I actually think, I mean, it. Not actually. It helps us.
Yeah.
There's people who just won't listen to the show on the way in.
I don't listen.
And, yeah, I mean, and Ben Mahler's a good show. As I said, I like the guy. It's a good quality show.
He has been around basically in the same time slot for a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't make him the most talented individual in the world.
But it makes him solid.
Yeah, but if you lump him in with the garbage that's usually on overnights, then he's doing okay. So there you go. Because, I mean, she's atrocious. and it's awful. I mean, I won't listen. I listen to the Chip Chipperson podcast every single day. I've heard some of them 8 times. I listen to them coming in the morning.
You're in the car for what, 15 minutes?
Coming in, 25.
25, like me. Okay.
Yeah. 31 getting home, 25 coming in.
Oh. It's the same commute I have. Almost exactly.
Yeah. I can tell you. If I go to Chipotle, then that's a nice 40-minute ride.
Jim Murray, thank you. This is great. He's the one who sent me this Looney interview.
And it's Jim fantastic. Or Joe?
Jim. It's Jim Murray, not Joe Murray. Did I say Joe Murray? I meant Jim Murray.
Okay. Jim Murray's up?
Yep. He's up right now.
He's free up basing? At 6:19 in the morning?
Not sure.
He's freebasing.
Wow.
But I am really excited because, I mean, Amy Lawrence, because... Dave Stein guy was just such a lunatic that it was whatever.
It was great.
Like, he's some weird Bible guy, but the, like, super into the Bible, and then, like, that to me is just funny. But the, Amy Lawrence is, like, a special kind of bad.
She talks about trips to Cuba. Very worldly individual.
Oh, I'm told right here that she talked about frosting for 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm being told by Tracy that she talked about frosting for 4 days.
I heard about that, yes.
She made cupcakes, and she talked about them for 4 days. Yeah. And the frosting
cupcakes,
on her fingers.
Yeah, cupcakes for the show. Yes. Oddly enough, when Amy talks about this stuff, I'm the one who gets tweets.
Okay. Couldn't you just do, like, any slice of life?
She left her thumbprint in one of the cupcakes, and one of the guys still ate it.
You know what? So. That couldn't be on a Disney Channel show. Like that plot wouldn't work on My Three Sons. Like that that is so lame that it would not scratch the surface of the Gumby show. Or anyway, there's nothing going on. So when we come back, we'll hear from Tom Looney. I would like to hear, if you don't mind.
Sure. I have a little bit of that.
Talk about lifting and his diet.
Because at 7 o'clock, we're talking taco.
Nice.
Yep, we're talking a little taco.
Okay.
7-6.
Yep.
Everyone's reporting, even nationally, he's the guy.
Brad Stevens answered questions about him yesterday.
Oh, so you got that taco situation happening. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Kutcher and Rich.
Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, just for my own edification, all right, if you're just joining us, we are dropping the station CBS Sports Radio. So you won't be able to hear Pharrell anymore, which is going to be, he ain't bad. But you will no longer hear Amy Lawrence, which is a gift. And DA somewhere is going, please, when I get a chance, please send in your Boston shoe photos.
I think DA was overnights for a while eating with us, wasn't he?
That's why that's the gig he left here for, to go overnights, and now he does 9 a.m. to noon.
Who spilled the beans? And if you did, could you please step on them?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus would walk on water.
Or beans.
Jesus walked on water. You... I'm walking the dog food.
Weird.
DA defeat. All right. So So when we first started, it was David Stein, who was fantastic because he had some creepy show that was all about the Bible. And remember how excited he was? He went to Clemson. Like, he went to a game in Clemson, he talked to him about it for, like, 2 months.
That was very weird. It's the first time he left, like, his closet.
Yeah.
I think he would just, like, go in there and hide and just, like afraid to, like, face the world.
I listened to David Stein when I got up. I listened to David Stein on the way into the station. It was fantastic. because he talked to every like weird loser and then like gave him some inspirational garbage. And
you know they're out there and they all called him.
Oh yeah, he had like
every last one of them.
He had every psychopath call him. So that was fun. And then JT the Brick is whatever. I used to listen to JT the Brick when I was just living alone, and I would listen to him going to sleep. He was fine. He won the first smack off. And then we got Amy Lawrence, who's terrible. But JT the Brick had Tom Looney.
Slaving over a hot microphone.
And Tom Looney is something out of like the 30s.
Cars,
like
when, who's your daddy? The Padres, 8-3?
Like when radio was king.
You see him with like one of those old hats with the press in it and a cigar sticking out of his mouth.
He's taking defeat for the Suns.
Yeah. So I think we all envisioned him as like an old like dude that had been in radio for like 50 years.
No.
But it turned out that he's like, I mean, he's in really good shape, so he's probably a little older than we think, but he's probably was in his late 40s at the time, and he's like this like bodybuilder guy. And Jim Murray, who's up freebasing, obviously.
He said he's going to the airport. He's flying to scenic Birmingham.
Oh, well, you know what? Wow. Make some more money and get a ticket that's not at 5. All right, so I joke, I kid. But nonetheless, Rich, he sent you an article with the loon.
He did. So All Access is a website that, you know, it's a radio insider type thing. And they do a thing called On the Beach where somebody who might be looking for a gig, they interview them. And some of the answers are pretty funny. First question was, how are you occupying your time besides looking for a job? And he goes, well, most talk show hosts are autodidactic people who are interested in everything. That's me. One constant in my life, I'm an exercise freak. I firmly believe in the exercise cure for depression, stress, anxiety, etc. I have a 900-acre park behind my house. 5 days a week, I run into the woods. It gives me a great silent creative space for wonder. He runs into the woods.
Well, one
like
needs
so many others before him.
One needs that creative. Mark Stein's in the woods like Rambo, just, like underneath some
what the hell?
Some leaves. But I'll tell you what, one needs time and space to think about the world when your job is to read scores.
Just imagine him like a Labrador who's accidentally let off the leash at the park and just like takes off.
He bolts.
And you don't see him for like an hour. It's like, where the hell did my dog go?
No, and David.
It's Looney running into the woods like a maniac.
And then Looney like gets caught in this rope that like pulls him up by the foot. And David Stein is up there.
Gets caught in one of those traps.
David Stein is, I'm speaking to a high school.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done to get a job, they ask him. I did mention earlier that I drove across the country 3,000 miles to reinvent myself and that I had no driver's license. Why do you have no driver's license?
And why are you keep reinventing yourself by traveling?
I mean,
like, why the constant need to reinvent yourself?
That should at least get an honorable mention. I did once drop off flowers to the PD at Kiss FM, and my 3-minute cassette tape was inside the flowers. He never called, and that's okay. I took a ride on Red and found other avenues to get where I wanted to go professionally. Hang on, what? So he put like a demo inside of a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't get it? Oh, my goodness gracious. He didn't throw it immediately into the trash?
Or it would have been worse if it was a woman. Like, here you go, toots.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Hey, how do you like flowers there, honey?
And by the way, is it Kiss FM like the top 40 station in L.A.? He's like 50.
He doesn't know what he's doing, Ridge. He's a maniac.
You know who he is? He's Creed on that episode where he dyes his hair. Sometimes you just got to ride the bull.
Yeah.
The episode of The Office.
He's like, yeah, look at these old jackasses.
Look at these youngins. And then finally, care to contribute a recipe for our On the Beach cookbook? And he put, I'm a musclehead. I eat more chicken than a fox. How's this for a recipe? Boil a chicken in a pot. Boil some sweet potatoes in another pot. Eat them.
Well, there you
All
go.
All right, there we go, Tom Looney.
Tom Looney, really impressing people.
The agony of defeat for the Suns.
So how long has he been out of the game?
I think just since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I was just looking at an article where JT the Brick kind of broke up the band in September of last year. So he's been out of work, what, 9 months?
Yeah, since January. That's what it looks like, according to this article.
So he did headlines for JT the Brick.
Yeah.
He did not contribute a lot to the on-air conversation, if I'm not mistaken.
No, JT brought him in, and they wouldn't co-host together, but like segments would be him talking about Tom Looney's lifting and what vegetables he ate and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, let's all wish Tom Looney the best so he doesn't have to drive across country again or give flowers to someone with the tape inside the flowers.
What about our good friend Vic the Brick? Is he still doing anything?
I think Vic the Brick had some medical issues, to be honest with you. I
loved Vic the Brick.
Kobe is unparalleled. He is the supreme baller on the planet. Even Santa Claus understands.
Vic the Brick was awesome.
No, we loved Vic the Brick. But I do, if I'm not mistaken, I think he had some medical issues.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope he's okay.
He's still in L.A., but I don't think he has a regular gig anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he has. Yeah. I don't think he has a regular job. So, yeah. The Vic the Brick was without... any irony. I thought he was great. And he did our show. It was fantastic.
He did songs for us.
Yep.
Kiss, right?
What didn't we call it Vic It Up? Wasn't that the name of the thing we did?
I believe that's right.
Now
he did Kiss songs for us.
Now, he would wear like a... Remember like the Flintstones that they were in the Water Buffalo Lodge?
Yeah, it was almost like that.
He wore like a hat that was like the Water Buffalo Lodge. And that didn't smell great. But
he wore like a staff, and he would,
it was
like
a bamboo pole.
Touch his bamboo pole. Hang on.
Feeling you. Everybody, this is Vic the Brick Jacobs. You know I love to spew about the crazy world of sports, but today, in the moment, I'm going to channel my inner Gene Simmons of Kiss, the classic epic rock band out of Brooklyn, New York, and tell you to Vic the Brick it up. Brick it up. Feeling you. Brick it up.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. He used to go into people's locker room. Kobe, I need you to touch the staff. Touch the staff of bamboo, and I shall give you a blessing from the ancient one. And he would like speak in that weird, but he was like worked in L.A., but he had like the thickest Long Island accent.
Yeah, it was like a Brooklyn Jewish accent that he had.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah. I mean, he's not the only guy in L.A. like that. I mean, I think you could throw a rock.
A lot of the guys who run Hollywood.
I think you could throw a rock and find a Jewish guy with a Brooklyn accent in L.A.
Yeah.
But
You're a mega mensch.
Yeah. So that was one of the good ones was there. But it will be a Ben Mahler who's fine. So that will be, it can't hurt. I mean, that will be something that, and I bet you Amy Lawrence is pretty happy about not being on in Boston anymore.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think that she probably could do without that. Because I don't think she's on in New York.
Really?
They got to have an overnight guy in Manhattan.
Oh, at the Fan? Oh, they absolutely do.
Yeah, they have to.
Oh, at the Fan, they have always had an overnight guy. Sure.
They have Steve Summers. Oh, it's beautiful, Steve Summers.
The sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fun time. He got in trouble for something. And I'm like, how could you possibly get in trouble? Oh, it's a pastoral day. Oh, boy.
He's great. He's so distinctive.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. The second you turn on the radio, you're like, yep, that's Steve
Summers.
Yep.
Because he's only on like three times a year because they have all the games.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Mets, I mean, the throwing chairs and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very well. So that is coming up a week from Thursday. I will be here. I know that. And it will be very exciting because Amy Lawrence, again, is a terrible broadcaster. And that will be fun. I hope her cupcakes go well.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the cats are okay.
Yep.
I hope that the dog is good. God bless her grandmother and her mother, who are very close to her. God bless Princess Leia, her car that she delved into fits of laughter when she discussed. But we will bid her adieu in a matter of, she has, six shows left, Johnny Boy?
Thursday? So I think it's seven.
No, because she won't be on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yep. Six?
Yep. All right, Rich. We've stalled long enough because not a lot happened last night.
Actually,
there were two things.
Yeah.
Two things that happened last night, one of which was enjoyable and one of which was not.
Mm-hmm. We'll start with a non-enjoyable one, the one that Wallach watched.
Okay, that's fair.
Every moment of sports is enjoyable if you just give it a chance. All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick for real night 98.5 the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. There was an All-Star game last night. I don't know what you two intend to talk about.
Well, let's talk about John Wallach having a pants-off dance-off last night.
Two-run game again. And here is Gallo, and there it goes. Home run, Joey Gallo.
Yep. Well, first of all, I will never call it a Midsummer Classic. That's what they kept referring it to, and they've been doing that for years. Second of all, as much as you may have enjoyed last night's All-Star game, I guarantee you, you didn't enjoy it as much as Dan Roach, who tweeted out a photo yesterday of him scoring the game while watching it on TV, something he apparently does every year. It is an All-Star game tradition to sit in front of your television with a scorecard and score the game.
I usually like the All-Star game. I think it's the best one, but I didn't watch it because it only had Paul DeJong in it, and I don't care about him. But did you know, I was listening to Felger and Maz, that of the top 10 baseball games that have been on ESPN, the Michigan, whoever they played, NCAA
Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt game was number one.
Yeah.
It outperformed every Major League Baseball game that they've had. And that was on during the day.
Yeah.
Because I went to a movie. When I got out, it was on. So the NCAA baseball final outperformed any Major League Baseball game that they've had on.
It's kind of sad, actually.
It's sad as hell. I love baseball.
Kind of sad. Now that the game doesn't matter, now that home field advantage in the World Series is off the table, Major League Baseball has gone all in to try and make this fan-friendly. They mic'd up Yelich, Christian Yelich, and who's the guy from the Dodgers? Bellinger. The two of them are having MVP seasons, both right. Threats for the Triple Crown in the National League. And they mic'd both of them up and had conversations with them while they were in the field. You know, well, Francisco
Yelich
Lindor
is quite the personality. I can only imagine.
No, it's neither of them. Bellinger wasn't much better.
Yeah,
but at least the Major League Baseball is trying. They're trying things.
to make that game more interesting.
No, I like the game. I mean, if there's a bunch of stars playing, I mean, it's enjoyable.
But last night, there wasn't much. That's the thing. Last night, there wasn't much going on.
Yeah, and there was no one I really wanted to see. So I didn't really watch it. I mean, I peeked in and out of it.
That's true. There wasn't like when Pedro, and it's the 20-year anniversary of the Bay All-Star game here, Pedro started that game. I mean, you knew he was on. You knew he was having a superhuman season. There was no
Randy Johnson.
Yeah, there was
John
no Randy Brock. Johnson. There was no Pedro Martinez. I mean, Verlander started that game, but he's been a little off this year, and he's been there, done that. It just, there wasn't a guy you tune in and go, oh my God, I have to see that guy. Now, that may go a long way towards the argument, well, Major League Baseball does a crap job of marketing its players.
Well, I mean, that's true.
And well, that's,
there's no stars right now.
But there are stars. They just aren't marketed. Mike Trout has been the best Major League Baseball player in how long?
He does no ads.
I know that. He did Subway once. Remember, he did a Subway ad? But, I mean, Trout's the best baseball player of this generation. And maybe the last, 30 years?
Trout might, be the best baseball player in the last 30 years. Yeah.
So, I mean, but they're not marketing him well at all.
But I've also made an argument that
that's a guy you should want to tune in. He's a gold glove caliber outfielder. He's a 30-30 threat. No one tunes in to watch him.
But here's the deal is that if it's so counterintuitive, everything they do. I will give you this. I don't think baseball is meant to be consumed as a whole. Like, I don't think that it's meant to be consumed that every night you sit down, watch the pregame, and watch the entire game. I know, John, you pretend you do. But watch the pregame and then watch the entire game. And watch the entire game. I think it's something that it's nice that it's there, that you tune in a couple innings a night. You keep
track of the team. It's like Mama's Family, you know? You can just turn it on anytime you
want. Mama's Family is, as much as I watch sitcoms, is if you watch enough Mama's Families, You're gonna find a nice sturdy rod on your roof to hang yourself from, but nonetheless, they everything they're doing is counterintuitive. When you have a NCAA baseball game, which by the way, NCAA baseball has plenty of talent, but it's about split. I mean, how many kids on those teams are going to play Major League Baseball?
Maybe 20% get drafted. Right?
Yeah, but I'm talking on those two teams. I have no idea. No, I don't think anyone on Michigan necessarily is going to play.
No, Michigan was like an upset.
Like a Cinderella.
Cinderella ride to the
right. Vanderbilt always has like kids, but who knows? But I mean, Felgerman did a good job of this. They were trying to figure out how long the games were, and market it as it is. Market it as something that you check in on. Market it like, a star. Like, hey, this guy's playing tonight. You know, he's going to get 5 at-bats. You know, check him out. Or this guy throws super hard.
I just think outside of Aaron Judge, there aren't many, like, stars. Like, recognizable stars.
Judge helps a lot.
I mean, he's, like, kind of your guy
now. That's the thing. And because he missed most of the first half of the season, he wasn't going to play in this game.
Well, I've said if you took the 4 best players from, like, the 4 leagues, like the NHL, NFL, and the NBA, and baseball, and you had them all walk into a Starbucks in Iowa, everyone would know the best NFL player. Everyone in the place would know when Tom Brady came walking in, because of course he's the best. And then everyone would know LeBron James, if you arguably it was him. I bet that probably a quarter to a third would know who Sidney Crosby was.
No, I don't even think. You're just talking about middle America? Probably not.
Okay, more people would know Sidney Crosby than they would know Mike Trout.
Not Trout.
Are you kidding me?
You have a northeastern bias.
I guarantee you, if you just pick any city outside of the ones that they play in, more people would recognize Sidney Crosby than Mike Trout.
I think that's a northeastern bias. I think that the NHL is completely ignored by middle America. And Mike Trout is at least people would recognize the face.
How many? Oh, okay, then we'll go this way. Would more people in America recognize Sidney Crosby than Mike Trout? And that's a definite Sidney Crosby.
I would agree with that.
I disagree.
Nationwide?
Nationwide, Crosby absolutely. Wins.
Nationwide, I agree
with
that.
I disagree. I think that they would know who Mike Trout is. I mean, baseball is still far more popular than the NHL.
But the Angels don't play on national TV. I mean, it's just...
But you know who Mike Trout is.
I don't know if you do.
People would know who Mike Trout is, but they don't know what he looks like.
he's the really muscular, handsome fella.
Sure.
That came into your restaurant.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it was Mike Trout if you saw him.
I agree with you.
You might say, wow, that looks like an athlete.
No, yes. I don't. I think you're overestimating. Well, fine. I mean,
boy, are you wrong. You're not even close.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I don't know.
The truth of the matter is athletes are more recognizable for what they do outside of the field of play than on it.
That is true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Peyton Manning is a megastar, obviously, because he played well in the NFL, but more so because he was on every other commercial for about the last 10 years.
Yeah, because he was willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted every last cent.
It's like Shaq wouldn't have been famous if it wasn't for the General.
Those commercials are fascinating.
They are pretty great.
Have you seen the new one?
Dude, they're all... I can't tell if they're new or if they're 1986. Okay, like, I mean, honestly, all right. The technology in those either. Commercials are, like, call. So right. Dated.
Yeah. Hang on.
They all look like the Money for Nothing video.
So the new one is the General and Shaq are sitting in chairs. And they go, people know Shaq because he's a Hall of Fame basketball player. And he goes, people know the General... Because he is, great at insurance. And then they go, but we don't know we're great singers. And they start singing. They go, ah,
shucks.
That's like the whole thing. And then the General's like, maybe not. It's just the General commercials.
They're awesome. They're like a Tim and Eric production.
Oh, they definitely are.
I mean, there's like...
So, the General can insure almost any car and any driver?
We sure can.
You know, I was insured by the General when I was younger.
Well,
again, I still don't know what that means.
It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle.
I still have no idea.
Absolutely no idea what they're talking about there. When I was young. And then people have called in angry to try to explain it, and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, those general, and they're on constantly. All the garbage I watch, like when they show The Office all day on Saturday or Sunday, they show a General commercial like every break, and they're sitting in director's chairs.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. But you know what he's singing? They're like, rah, 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 rah. And he goes, ha, 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 maybe not.
Somebody said, you guarantee that Crosby would be more recognized than Mike Trout, but you also think Pam from The Office would be more recognizable than John Hamm. And I say, yes, on both fronts. No, definitely.
John Hamm is far more famous. All right, we will be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. I have not paid attention to Summer League basketball since I knew Jason Tatum was a mirage when he was dominating 2+ years ago. But
he was a mirage, and even though that season he went on.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.